Hi, this is Evidence of Utopia, and this is the aftercare for the rape seminar audio, specifically for people who enjoy and or seek out content with themes of non-consent. As such, I will be using the R word throughout this aftercare. I tend not to throw it around without, I don't throw it around flippantly. But given the title of the audio is the rape seminar, I think we're going to be running into it quite a bit. So let's get a couple things out of the way first. In no particular order, these are all very important things. First, it is okay for you to like this audio. I know the disclaimer and the notes and ramble are a little spooky. You don't have to read through them. They're really there more for me than they are for anybody else, just so I know that I've covered my tracks. Excuse me. But, you're allowed to like this. I know I talk a lot about, like, oh, it was controversial or whatever, like, potentially dangerous, but, like, GWA is a safe and accepting place for consenting adults to enjoy and engage in sexual fantasy, and this is a sexual fantasy. Hopefully this was a sexual fantasy of yours, and concretely this was a sexual fantasy of mine. I part of why I made this was because I really thought I would have really enjoyed being in the listener role of this audio. The things that I tried to make you feel are things that I want to feel when I am feeling submissive. So I just want to make sure that you don't walk away from this audio, no matter what is in the disclaimer or the notes and rambles or the post, or no matter what's in the comments, or no matter what happens on social media. You know, I really don't know what's going to happen this time, but I want you to walk away from this feeling like it's okay to have enjoyed it. And I don't want anything to take that away from you. So the best I can do is sit here in the aftercare outright and say, hey, you know, if you liked this, then first off, like, hey, like, I'm right there with you. Like, I would love to listen to an audio like this. And second off, that's good. That's what we're all here to do. And I made this for you. So, yeah. Secondly, and again, this is not in order of importance. These things are all paramount. But non-consent is never, ever, 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 ever okay. Okay? I hope I have made that clear in the post. But if it's not, I'm saying it here. I don't endorse or promote or defend any form of non-consent, of sexual harassment, of any of it. It's unacceptable. The way that the listener character is treated in this audio is, if you want to be treated that way in a fantasy, great. Me too. But you do not deserve to be treated that way in real life. No matter what anybody may try to tell you, they may try to manipulate you, similarly to how the character in the audio tries to manipulate the listener. There may have been force involved. I don't know, but like, none of those things are things that you deserve to have happen to you. If they have, or if they do, first off, I'm incredibly sorry. That's not how the world should be, and I wish it wasn't. And second off, and probably more importantly, it's not your fault. You're not responsible for the actions of others. You're responsible for your own, and others are responsible for their own actions, you know? There is no, like, they were asking for it, you know? Not unless they were literally asking for it. In which case, that's consent, you know? So, a framework that I use, I got this from Planned Parenthood. I'm not sure if that's the origin of this, but FRIES, like FRIES, has been a very good framework to break down consent. So each letter in the word FRIES stands for an aspect that is critical and mandatory to consent, which is itself critical and mandatory. So I think it's always helpful every once and again for us to walk through those. I'm going to do that now. And then I'm going to follow that up with a quick walkthrough of some of the gaslighty things that are said in the audio, and why I find them worth deconstructing and negating in the form of aftercare. So let's go through FRIES first. So FRIES, the first letter in FRIES is F. So F stands for freely given. It basically means that, you know, your consent is being given without other influences. So that includes things like alcohol, that includes things like pressure, whether it's from the person directly or like peer pressure or manipulation. If like everybody is pressuring you to do something, or if like your partner or, you know, anybody is like pressuring you or like forcing you to give consent, or somebody has you know, drugged somebody into giving them consent, like that's not consent, right? Because that violates the idea of consent having to be freely given. The R stands for reversible, which means that you can take it back at any point, right? If I say that you can do something, and that I consent to it, I am allowed, you are allowed, at any point to say, hey, I no longer consent to this. And I think something that we think sometimes, I think I'm prone to this. Not everybody is an expert at drawing boundaries, okay? And sometimes I think it's easy for people to think, oh, well, like, I already agreed to this. That means I have to continue agreeing with it, or otherwise that means I'm backtracking, or that means like I'm making things like worse than they were, and the point of what I'm trying to say here is that's not true. You deserve to have the right to reverse your consent whenever you would like. So hopefully just hearing that is helpful. The third one is informed. That's the I in FRIES. That's the idea that you can only properly give consent if you know what's going on. So if somebody is doing something to somebody while they are unconscious, or maybe like is touching them without them realizing or without their knowledge, or a big one is the removal of a condom without the other person's knowledge. None of those things constitute informed consent, right? Because there's somebody involved who doesn't know what's going on. And if you don't know what's going on, you can't consent to it, right? So you deserve to be informed on what you are giving consent to. Otherwise, you know, that's not consent. The fourth letter is E. That is enthusiastic. That means you don't feel pressured or like you are doing something out of an expectation, but because you actually want to. For anybody participating in a fantasy, whether it's, you know, on here in an audio or, you know, with a real person, you should only get involved with things that you actively want to get involved with. And, you know, like doing it because you just think that you're supposed to is it doesn't count as consent, right? Like, doing it begrudgingly, doing it because you think it's your duty. Maybe like, oh, I think this will make me a good partner if I do this for the other person, or like, this means that I love them, or sorry, I didn't mean to drop the L-bomb there. Hopefully that's okay, because I'm using it as an example and not as like an ILU thing. The point is like, if you're doing it for a reason, if you're doing something for a reason other than you want to, I would just encourage you to stop and think about that. And just remember that you have the right to say no. To things that you don't want to do, when it comes to, you know, stuff like this. So anything like that. The final letter in Fries is S, which stands for specific. This means that you can grant consent for specific things. That does not mean you grant consent for other things. So what this might mean is I say, hey, I'm fine with this, but that doesn't mean that I'm fine with other things, you know? I think, other than maybe informed, I guess, pretty much every one of these tenets of consent are violated in this audio. And again, I think it is always worth saying, that's not okay. That's not an acceptable way for anybody to be treated. It's not an acceptable way for you to treat anybody, and it's not an acceptable way for you to be treated. So there are a couple things that I just wanted to walk through that I found it worth going through. I'm going to read through a couple quotes from the audio. Hopefully, since this is the aftercare for people who enjoy non-consent, that's not like going to be triggering for anybody, but I just want to give you a heads up that it's going to happen now. So at some point, the speaker character starts to talk about ways to psychologically manipulate or gaslight the recipient, okay? And there's a whole thing where he says, like, the key is to make sure you compliment her thoroughly. This is gonna fuck with her mind. You're mixing something she doesn't want with something that feels good, and that bewilderment is going to enhance your experience, blah, 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 blah. Okay? So, like, what he's saying here is, like, when you are given, well, like, you can confuse people really easily by giving them something that they want mixed with something that they don't want. So I'm here to tell you that specifically you cannot want part of what's going on, and you can want part of what's going on. All right, I don't think that's necessarily what is happening in this audio, but I want, no, it is what's happening today, right? Because he's saying, like, oh, people like want to be complimented, right? But they don't want to be forced. And he's mixing these two things. And I'm telling you that that's okay. He frames it as like, oh, now I'm breaking them. And I just want you to know, you the listener to know, like, you can still want to be called beautiful or to be called to have nice things said to you without wanting to be touched or, you know, harassed. And there he goes through this whole thing where he's like, oh, like, I'm gonna ruin this for the other person, right? Like, I'm gonna make it so they like can't even think about like being called pretty or being called beautiful ever again without thinking about this. And that might be a very real thing for people. And I don't know if it's helpful to hear it from me, but in the hopes that it is, I'd like you to know that the things that are good about you aren't taken away by the actions of somebody else. How do I phrase this? I outlined this aftercare, which is more than I do more than I've done for any other aftercare, but I still want it to just be from me, so I didn't write it out or script it out or anything. If you want to be called beautiful, or if you want to be called pretty, or if you want something that has been taken away from you because of something that you did not consent to, first off, I don't think that's abnormal. I think it's really easy for us as humans to make associations. And that's something that I can identify with. But that doesn't mean that those things are lost to you forever. There are paths, and given time, I believe that we are able to eventually reclaim things that we like, that we may have lost through acts of abuse or whatever. Got a little heavy for a moment there. Moving on. The speaker character also goes on to say stuff like, oh, like, if you are, he says, blah, 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 blah. I'm gonna paraphrase. I don't want to read the whole thing out loud because it doesn't really track. But he's basically like, hey, like, you're starting to lose your fight. Like, you're starting to fight me back a little bit less. Like, that means you want it. Like, that means you're giving in. You're giving into the pleasure, whatever. And I would just like to point this out as obviously false. It doesn't mean necessarily that the listener is giving consent. That just means that they're being worn down. This is a violation of freely given in our fries. Oh, did I talk about what I just said? Yeah, specific. Specific was the tenet that was violated in the last one, right? Where, like, you can want to be called nice things, but that doesn't mean that you consent to, you know, sex or anything else. But for this one, where he's like, oh, like, now you're giving in, you're not fighting back as much anymore, or like, you're agreeing to fuck me back because I'm choking you. This stuff all violates the tenet of being freely given. That all counts as pressure, whether it's the gaslighting part, or if it's like the physical pressure part. Sorry, my chair is tangled in my mic stand. Those things all violate the idea of consent being freely given. That's the point. I think that's the point that I wanted to cover. I just think it's worth saying. Same thing where he says something about, like, the listener getting wet. Saying, like, that means that they want it, right? And again, like, that's just, like, physiologically not how it works, right? Like, it's not we don't like consciously just decide, like, all right, I'm gonna get wet now, or like, I'm gonna get hard now, and like, it just works, right? Like, one can be made to get wet or hard without consent. Just because your body has a physiological reaction to something doesn't mean that you are expressly agreeing to or wanting something. I think those are the major ones that I wanted to cover. Give me a quick moment. Excuse me. Yeah, I think those are the big points that I wanted to cover. I just wanted to pick apart some of the things that he says, and I wanted to dismantle them a bit, because a big part of what the speaker character does is he does this whole thing where he's like, oh, like, I'm gonna force you until you want it, kind of thing. And as much as that is a wonderful fantasy for us to have, that's not something that somebody can do to you in real life. You can never be forced into giving consent, because that's not how consent works by definition. If you are quote-unquote forced into giving consent and somebody's taking that as consent, then, you know, that's not consent. That's really all I can say about it. You deserve to have your boundaries respected and maintained. And, you know, whether it's the cornering, the forcing, even the little things like being on top of somebody, barring their ability to leave, those are all pieces that constitute sexual harassment. You know, like as outlandish and darkly satirical as this audio is, I do think that it's worth picking out the seminar is not a realistic scenario, right? It was written literally, this is in the script offer, but like literally this audio is inspired by a piece of literature called it's by Jonathan Swift. It's A Modest Proposal by Jonathan Swift. And in a modest proposal, he literally plays the role of a guy who is like proposing a way to fix Ireland's famine problem of the lower class, and the proposal is they should just sell their children and eat them. They should just sell their children so they can be eaten. And it's pitched as this, like, very serious, like, completely legitimate, idea. Even though that's insane, right? And it was done to poke fun at or, like, criticize, like, the upper class, for their cruelty towards the lower and working classes. And that's kind of like a big part of this audio, or at least was what I hoped to convey, is that like the speaker character in this audio is a monster. He's what I would probably describe as an evil person. He's not meant to be a hero. He's not meant to be sympathetic. He's meant to be an absolute psychopath. And honestly, like, so are the people in the room who are just, like, watching idly, right? It's meant to... And again, this isn't the script offer. This isn't the script offer from 2015 or 2016. This is a world gone mad. And I mean that in the purest sense of, like, insane. So it's not meant to be a very realistic scenario, but that doesn't mean that there aren't pieces of it, little bits and pieces of it that comprise the whole audio that can be realistic for a lot of people. And I think it's just worth taking time during aftercare and picking apart those pieces that can be real, those pieces of a very outlandish scenario that are not outlandish, and saying, hey, you don't deserve to have your arms pinned anywhere without you expressly giving consent, enthusiastically, reversibly, right, and freely. You don't deserve to have your exit to a room blocked off by anybody, right? You don't deserve to be told, like, that you want something, even if you don't. You don't deserve to have something that you like, such as compliments or anything, right? Maybe it's kissing. Maybe, like, it doesn't matter what it is to you. You don't deserve to have that taken away from you by somebody forcing other acts upon you, right? But remember, like, consent is specific as well. You can consent and want certain things without wanting other things, and that's valid. I'm looking at my notes, and I think that's all the things that I wanted to cover. And we've been talking for almost as long as the fucking audio is, so I hope you're okay. I thought about doing an out-of-character aftercare for this, or sorry, an in-character aftercare, but I like the quote-unquote bad end of an audio like that, where, like, there is no, like, aha, it was all CNC the whole time, right? Like, I like audios that don't end like that. And so this was the audio that I wanted to listen to, so I made it. So I hope you enjoyed it. And if you enjoyed it, I was gonna say I hope you don't feel bad, but I would more say I implore you not to feel bad. I am charging you not to feel bad. I believe you should feel good about enjoying something. I think it's great for us to consider the reasons why we enjoy things. I think it's great because that helps us learn more about ourselves. But at the end of the day, you don't owe me an explanation, and you don't owe anybody else an explanation. If you enjoy it, you enjoy it. You're not messed up for liking it. You're not broken for being into this. Your experiences that have led you to wherever you are in life right now are valid. And you, as a person, are valid. That's it. Yeah. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.